USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says interest rates will remain unchanged. The Fed's near-zero benchmark rate will hold to help deal with the economic impacts of the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. As far as how the economy is doing regarding the coronavirus outbreak,
the Federal Reserve's response to this crisis has been guided by our mandate to promote maximum employment and stable prices for the American people, along with our responsibilities to promote the stability of the financial system.
Speaking in Wilmington, Delaware, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is urging patience.
Democracy is sometimes messy. It sometimes requires a little patience as well. But that patience has been rewarded now for more than 240 years with a system of governance that's been the envy of the world.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
The nation is topping 100,000 new coronavirus cases in the United States in a single day for the first time. The COVID Tracking Project reporting there were 103,000 new cases reported on Wednesday. El Paso, Texas, with a record number of COVID-19 cases, and hospitals down there are near or at capacity.
We cannot afford to lose any more lives.
Just over 1,100 people died from COVID-19 on Wednesday. Votes are continuing to be counted in Georgia, where President Trump is holding on to a slim lead. Gabriel Sterling is Georgia's Secretary of State, COO.
These are people who are not involved in voter fraud. These people are not involved in voter suppression. I'm telling you, they're doing their jobs every day. It's hard, and we are thankful to them for it, and we're going to work with them to make sure that every legal, lawful ballot is counted.
Sterling saying he believes everything could be wrapped up in Georgia by later today. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on election 2020, President Trump won Wisconsin back in 2016 by right around 20,000 votes. President Trump is now trailing, and the race was called for former Vice President Joe Biden in the Badger State. President Trump trailing the former vice president by around 21,000 votes and demanding a recount since it is within the 1% margin of error. Regarding that recount, former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker tells CBS This Morning, 21,000 votes is a tough hill to climb.
So right now, today, if nothing else changed, that is indeed a high hurdle. Typically in the past, we saw a recount 40 years ago in the presidential election. It swung about, I think the president gained about 131 votes. 9 years ago in a state Supreme Court race, the swing was about 300 votes. So typically hundreds, not thousands of votes shift in an election statewide. Having said that, that same Supreme Court election years ago in the canvass, which is still going on and won't be done until at least 14 days after the election for the local entities, and then on December 1st, all of the state canvass is done. At that point, you did have in that Supreme Court race a switch of thousands of votes when they actually found votes that had not been added to the tally. That's why I said be ready for a recount, but wait till after the canvass.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.